Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas, Mike Dettelier, and Bobby Hebert. We are from the Silver Slipper in Hancock, Mississippi, where they would normally do their show, and normally I would be back in the studio. The Saints have begun their open week, so to speak, so they are either working or are off with their families. And so we just spoke with former Saints head coach Jim Moore. Now we are joined by former Saints wide receiver, also does a lot of work with Coach Moore and WDSU as far as an analyst is concerned, and that's Lance Moore. Lance, I know just from a football player standpoint, last night was just tough to watch as a former Saint.
Well, first and foremost, why do you guys have to make me come on after Coach Mora? Like, nobody's ever going to live up to the greatness that is Jim Mora on TV or
you
radio.
Follow Sean. You
know, I will. I'll do my best here. I don't know if I can live up to the expectations, but he is, awesome to work with, but awesome to learn from and to listen to as well. So, like I said, I'll do my best. And yeah, it was frustrating, to be in a game like that, a crucial game, a game that we needed to win and not be able to take care of business, especially the way that we weren't able to take care of business. It's beyond frustrating. It's disappointing. And I'm sure that I have the same feelings that most of us who at Nation fans and family have. And it's just, a kind of a where do we go from here type of feeling.
So I want to ask you, because I talked to Coach Moore about it, but Bobby butted in and wouldn't let Jim Moore answer the question.
Right. That happens all the time.
Because you're facing Tom Brady, and you can see 17-3, we can do the math, or 16-3, we can all do the math, and it's like we saw the Rams do it. They gave him an extra possession when they didn't need to. Their offense could have shut it down and won the game. Almost coming like you can't, you've got to do this offensively, because you cannot keep giving him the football.
Well, yeah, for sure. I mean, it's funny. We were sitting watching a game last night, and I believe there was 4.5 or maybe even 5 minutes left, and my wife was like, this game is over. And I'm like, no, it's not. Like, I've seen this story too many times before, not necessarily with this specific team, but with this specific quarterback that we're facing. And I knew. I knew that if we didn't make a play – to put them away, that Tom has everything that at his disposal to be able to go down and win that football game. And I mean, there's been a lot of people blaming coaching, blaming this person, blaming that person. You cannot blame one particular play for the reason that we lost the game, but you can blame several plays. I've heard people talk about throwing the football on 3rd and 1 late in the game, Mark Ingram going out of bounds early, drop passes. You put all those things together in a game like that. When you win the turnover battle 2-0, you're winning time of possession. You're winning total yardage. I mean, you're winning every stat, but you make those mistakes and you lose the game. I mean, that's just what happens when you're playing against a good team. You're playing against a great quarterback that's got a ton of weapons to be able to distribute the football to. And really, it's a missed opportunity for us. We weren't able to get after him the way that I thought that we should have. We got the 2 turnovers, but clearly the 2 turnovers weren't enough. We probably needed to have 3 turnovers in order to beat that football team. But it is. I mean, it's just very disappointing. And, I think there's a few guys that played well in the game. But it really sucks when you're one of those guys that plays well and you lose the football game.
The one guy that played well, it's like a Lance Moore with speed, Rashid Shaheed. I mean, 160 yards. Lance, you have to be pleased with him. Because you were a punt returner because you could feel the punt and you weren't going to fumble it. So what is your take on Rashid Shaheed? Because in training camp, we did not even witness him. He was out of sight, out of mind, and all of a sudden, he gets targeted four times, four catches, averaging 18 yards a reception. Rashid Shaheed, I can tell you, he's as explosive as Chris Olave. And look, I like Chris Olave. Chris Olave, to me, is a very good receiver, but he drops too many damn balls. Lance, I can't remember you dropping anything. I mean, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I can count a half dozen catches or making a contested catch. That's one thing I see now that even went back to last year, even with Kenny Stills and all. Okay, it's supposed to be a 50-50 ball? No, we maybe caught it 20% and 80% was against us. I don't see us making big-time catches since Michael Thomas is not in the fold, but all our receiving core. No, but we might catch it, might drop it. Come on. I want you to say or be honest. When you look at Andy Dalton and what he did and Jarvis Landry dropping a touchdown pass, you got Chris Olave. You look at Taysom Hill. What more than a quarterback can do? Let's say you're in the wide receiver meeting room. What is the coach telling y'all if you don't finish the catch?
Well, look, if I'm the receiver coach of the New Orleans Saints today after that game, I'm going to say that loss is on us. Clearly, make one of those three plays, right? Those three plays that you just mentioned. Chris Olave's drop on the sideline, that takes 3 points off the board. Jarvis Landry's drop touchdown catch obviously takes 7 points off the board. And then Taysom Hill's, it's a tough play, right? But you're in that position for a reason. He's Andy Dalton threw you that ball late in the game, down the middle of the field, with the game on the line for a reason, because he trusts you and you've made plays like that before. It's on him to make that play. So that game, that loss, I'm going to say is on the receivers, because those guys are capable of making those plays. It's different if you put a guy in a spot that he's never been in before and he's never shown you that he can make those plays and you're just hoping that he can make the play. But guys that have been making plays, some of those guys were making plays for years, but Olave's been making those plays all year. You have to make that play in that ball game. And look, I love Rashid Shaheed. He's a guy that, like you said, nobody was talking about in training camp, but just continued to work and has done nothing but show up every single time he's gotten the opportunity. I think the future of the wide receiver position for the New Orleans Saints is really, really bright, right? We've got Chris Olave. We know he's going to be in the fold. Rashid Shaheed has definitely stamped himself into the lineup next year, whether it's as just a returner or a returner and a receiver. He's a guy that obviously continues to make plays. You've got to keep putting him out there. And then if we get a healthy Michael Thomas back next year, I mean, obviously I'm not trying to talk about next year, but I think the future at the position is bright. And to your point about Andy, there's nothing more that he could have done in that football game. He did everything that he needed to do to win that football game. There's a couple of plays that I think I'm sure he would like to have back as far as sacks goes. That late sack, I thought, could have potentially been the game for us. But then he turned around the very next play and made a dart throw right down the middle of the field to Taysom Hill, which if he catches that football, we win the game. So the game is not on Andy Dalton. People want to blame him for throwing that football on the 3rd and 1 on a possession before that, which I tell people all the time, there's a lot of plays in that Saints offense that are run and pass. It's not necessarily like RPOs like today. It's if you get a certain look against the run, you just pitch it out there to the receiver and throw the football. It just, they played it well, right? I mean, I would have liked him to hand off the ball so the clock would keep going, but that didn't lose us the football game. So that's a big-time, long-winded answer for you, but I do think that the receivers have got to get better as far as consistently making contested catches and the uncontested catches. The drops when nobody's around you, those are uncalled for and unexplainable. You cannot allow those things to happen. I'm not saying it's coaching. I'm not saying the guys aren't prepared or the guys aren't focused, because I know they are. I know the amount of time that they put in and the work that they put in so that they allow themselves to have an opportunity to make those plays. They just got to go out and do it.
So, Lance, reflect back on like when you were playing, were you part of those? Because we were ready. Okay, maybe we need to change coaches. Sean has to go in a different direction. What was it like? 14, 15, and 16. We were 7-9. Were you part of those teams? That's the first question. And what is the mindset where you're not mathematically out, but this game was so important? 2-for-1 division game. You got to beat Tampa to keep your hopes alive, and then you win the NFC South, and you're hosting a playoff game. What was your mindset that when you're playing pro ball, is it like, okay, I got to be a pro, I got to be responsible, I can't just go half-stepping and worry about the off season? That even we mathematically, whenever that might occur, we're out of it, but I still got to be a pro and put my best effort forward. Or you can't just be like, I'm saving myself for the future, because you're getting paid a lot of money to be a pro at the highest level.
Well, yeah. I mean, there is no saving yourself. I mean, if you're in between those white lines and you're not playing your hardest or trying your hardest, you're probably going to get hurt. Or all the other teams that you're trying to save yourself for are going to see you not giving your full effort. So I don't think guys are going to be trying to do that. But I was not a part of the 14, 15, and 16 teams, but I was a part of the 07, 7-9, and the 08, 8-8 teams, where we weren't great teams, but we competed every single time out. And, you know, you have to be a pro. I mean, there's no way around that. You were playing in the National Football League, and it's definitely something that can never be taken for granted. Obviously, some, you know, crazy things would have to happen for us to be able to kind of walk our way, limp our way into the playoffs. I don't see that happening. I just don't. I mean, I just, the way that we've played for the last month, there's nothing about the way that we've played or the way that we've finished football games that would lead me to believe that somehow we're going to make it to the playoffs. So what do we do? Where do we go from here? I think that's up to DA. The decisions that they're going to have to make as far as who's in, who's out. Are you going to play guys that are hurt, that are trying to make it back? I mean, there's a lot of big-time decisions that need to be made. And I'm happy that it's him and not me.
They are not going to be easy decisions. Lance, we always appreciate your time, appreciate your thoughtful input and your time with WDSU. Anybody that deals with both the Mackles, you know, deserves an award always. And they're friends of mine. So we appreciate your time.
The number one thing about Lance Moore, if it hits his hands, I know he's catching it.
That's right.
Now, he can run. He can hit. And Drew Brees would hit him in the seam and all that. And he can make plays. And Drew trusted him.
Pretty big two-point conversion.
But he was going to catch it.
Yeah.
He's not like, damn, catch the ball and hit you right in the hands. No, Lance always caught it. I wasn't worried about that.
Lance, appreciate your time, my friend. We'll talk soon.
All right, Lance.
Thank you, Lance Moore, everyone.
We'll step aside, take a quick break. This is the Saints Coaches Show. We're live from the Silver Slipper in Hancock, Mississippi. Mike Hoss, Bobby Hebert, and Mike Dettelier back after a break on the Community Coffee New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.